Audio Mode Day 18, June 18th, 2016. So I was driving, doing a long drive, and thought to myself, well, you know, Audio Mode, maybe I should get the recording done somewhere on this trip. You know, I was pumping gas, thinking, all right, maybe I'll do a gas station Audio Mode. Done that before. And then I was thinking about recording in the car and that sort of thing. Concerned a little bit about safety reasons, of course. Got to be safe. Safety number one. But that led me to thinking a little bit about opening up of Siri with iOS 10 coming up. Siri's opening itself up as an API that you can do all sorts of things. For example, you can say, hey Siri, send a WeChat to so-and-so. Or, hey Siri, send a Skype message to so-and-so. You can also get maps. You can order an Uber through Siri. You can say, you know, and this, these are things, of course, you've seen on platforms like the Amazon Echo. And Facebook Messenger is starting to integrate services like that. And this is big news because people were criticizing Apple because they hadn't yet started to integrate external services, services outside of the bubble of Apple native apps. But this is the first step in iOS 10. But unfortunately, there are some limitations, and they're limiting it. The scope, the domain of these things is limited to things like messages, ordering things like an Uber, I believe other mapping services, and sending money is also going to be, I think, one of the domains. And they're calling them domains. It means, and this is interesting because this was explained, Phil Schiller and Craig Federighi, there it is, Craig Federighi, talked about this a bit on an interesting show, a live show with John Gruber, where they talked about the limitations in Siri and why it was limited to sort of these specific types of things. And in some ways, this echoes when Apple first opened up background app activity. One of the things they opened up was the ability to play music. An app could play music in the background while doing other things if you were a quote-unquote music app, a limited domain of activity. And it's a similar thing, apparently, according to those guys, with Siri. It has to do with Siri having to be able to comprehend all of the different ways somebody might ask for something and then spitting that information out appropriately in a format that makes sense to one of these different services. So it could be, you know, example, new message using service WeChat, you know, here's the message, send, that kind of thing. Assuming that there's a certain level of protocol that this app's able to comprehend. The difference is when you ask Siri to do something, and sometimes it just comes back with, would you like me to search the web for this? Because I basically have no clue what you're talking about. So in addition, Siri won't just drop a big unknown blob of text, of understanding on another app that's connected to it. It is defined sort of strict parameters by which Siri will talk to other services. And long story short, and boy was that a long story, but the skinny of it is that it doesn't look like we can yet do, hey Siri, start a Boss Shock podcast recording. Hey Siri, send that recording to Audio Boo or Libsyn or SoundCloud or YouTube, that sort of thing. So maybe I missed it, but as far as I know, that limitation's not there yet. But, and that may seem like, why would I ever want to do that? In the car, driving in the car. It was a perfect time. I was listening to podcasts. I was thinking about things. I was driving. I just wanted to jot something down with my voice. You know, so as far as I know, the hooks aren't there yet to do a start a new podcast with Boss Jock and send it to YouTube, send it to SoundCloud. But you got to assume those hooks will be there eventually. And I think that's potentially a good use case. So, anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter. Audio Mode Day 17. Thanks for listening.